This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Jonathan Sweet, who's director at a business called Drumblaster. G'day, Jonathan.
G'day, Alan. How are you?
Now, on this program, we have a huge range of businesses, you know, like your business is about cleaning out concrete mixer drums.
Correct, yes. That's right.
So how did you get into that business?
I started off by importing a machine in from the US that used to cut the concrete out of concrete drums once it had gone hard. And after 5 years of doing that, we thought of coming up with a process that would stop that problem from happening in the first place.
So why does it happen in the first place? Because don't concrete concreters, people who own these trucks, wash them out?
Well, they try to wash them out, and probably 1% of operators can wash the trucks out successfully, but the other 99% can't. So that's why we came up with a process that would be a more aggressive approach to washing concrete drums out at the end of the day.
So what does that involve?
That involves a machine that we developed, an electric machine that we developed using recycled water, and via a boom or a spear goes in the back of the truck and washes the front and the backs of the blades in 6 minutes.
Water recycled from what?
Water recycled from what they currently use on site for washing down, hosing down on site, etc. And they gather that water, settle it out to remove the sediment, and then we reuse that water.
So what's the characteristic of your machine? Is it just making the water goes really hard? I mean, is it like, well, I've got a Karcher machine at home that mm-hmm. you know, washes the car and that. Is it just like that?
Well, I originally started using 20,000 PSI of clean water, and because of the sustainability behind that, especially in Europe with water, and here in Australia, we had to develop a system that used recycled water. So the pump technology that we use is capable of handling that recycled water with minimal filtration.
Right. And is it 20,000 PSI?
No, it's only 300 PSI.
Oh, I see.
So it's about attacking the concrete while it's green before it hardens. So it's a proactive approach rather than a reactive approach, which I had before with other system.
So the one you had before, was that business okay? Did it work or not?
It wasn't 100% effective. It was as noisy as a jet engine, and quite expensive, and didn't always remove the concrete from the drum.
Okay, and this business is working, is it?
And this business is after 5 years of trialing the machine and developing the machine further to get it ready for market. The last 18 months. The business has grown substantially.
Right. So how much do you charge to clean out a concrete truck?
Well, we don't charge to clean out the concrete truck anymore. We now sell the product, and the concrete company buys the machine.
Right.
And then they use it every day at the end of the day. So the operators operate the machine themselves.
Oh, so you're just selling these machines, right? So there you go.
Correct.
So how much do you sell them for? don't you want to tell me? Come on.
The machines are very cheap, and we sell them here in Australia for $45,000.
Right.
Plus installation.
So I would have thought it would be a better business to charge them to clean the truck out. Because then you've got ongoing revenue.
Well, I did the contracting for 6 to 7 years, and selling a product is a lot easier than selling a service.
Oh, right. Yeah, fair enough. So did you invent this machine? Did you kind of come up with it yourself?
No, I can't claim that. I certainly had something to do with the engineering of the machine, but my partnering company in Thoroclean up in Brisbane, they've got the engineering arm of the business, manufacturing. So with Thoroclean and myself, we got together and engineered this machine to what it is today.
Right. Mm. So have they got a separate business still going that's their other business, or are they entirely
yes.
in with you
yeah.
now?
Yep. No, they've got a separate business, and they sell low pressure cleaning machines around Australia, and that's their business.
So tell us a bit about your own background, Jonathan. How did you build up to this kind of thing? Are you a concreter? Were you a concreter?
No. I was involved in high pressure water blasting in the oil and gas business in South Australia or around Australia, and just found the robotic cleaning using water in the industrial sector interesting, and so I got a taste for that and was introduced to the concrete industry via one of the major players here in Australia and worldwide to come up with a solution to stop people entering inside drums because of the confined space risk.
So your machine is basically a robot, is it?
Yeah, basically a robot. It's still manually operated, but
the person operating it doesn't have to get in.
Correct. Yep, he does that all from the safety behind a what we call the blast booth, and he operates that from a control panel, and he does his own cleaning of his truck at the end of the day.
Yeah, right. So each truck driver or operator cleans their own truck. From the blast booth.
From the blast booth, correct.
Yeah, right.
Yep, and it's done at the end of every day or throughout the day.
So is there a potential for you to take this overseas or is there are people doing the same thing elsewhere?
I've got a guy that works for me out of Tampa in Florida. We've now sold 10 machines into the US and we've got machines.
Is it a unique machine in the US now? Or are you up against others doing the same thing?
At this stage, I'm sure we've got some competitors, but at this stage, we've already created the brand Drum Blaster, not only in the US, but also in Europe and the UK, where I've also got machines.
Oh, so you're tackling Europe, the UK and US all at the same time?
Correct, yeah. We've got distributors in UK and Ireland, and also Belgium and France as well. And we deal directly into the Austrian and the Dutch market ourselves at this point.
Right. Where do you get them made?
Made in China.
They're all made in China, but you've designed them and you've got a relationship with a factory there?
Correct. We've got a relationship with a guy that's actually based in Brisbane, and he's got a partner in China. So they're made in China.
And when you sell them into the US and Europe, you're sending them directly from China that market or not?
Not at this point. What we do is we bring the machines back into Brisbane, and we put them together and run them through our test facility, each machine for 20 hours, and then we pack them up and ship them out from there. But our thought process is that we'll eventually send them directly from China into the US and into Europe.
So this is a great example of Aussie innovation taking
Correct.
On the world.
Correct, yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah, we're really excited.
How many are you selling at the moment?
So in the last the last 12 months, we've sold 30 machines. The 12 months prior to that, we probably sold 4. So we've got sales forecasts for the next 12 months of about 50 machines.
And there's quite a few concrete trucks in Australia, as I see every time I drive on the roads.
There are, yeah. Yep, you'll always look at a concrete truck in a different way now.
I will.
But, there's about 6,000 trucks, we believe, in Australia, and there's about 60,000 in the US and the same in Europe.
And so are you now competing with your old business that tries to deal with the concrete that's hardened already?
No, I closed that business down.
Oh, that's closed?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But is there anyone else selling something like you're selling?
There are a couple of companies in Europe, and they've approached us wanting to sell our product because their product has failed. In the US at the moment, we're the only ones that are doing.
And what about in Australia?
In Australia, no one.
So they're just basically anyone who's not buying your thing is just hosing it out.
Is washing it out traditionally with putting 2,000 litres of water inside the drum and spinning it and hoping for the best to clean it out.
Which doesn't work.
Which doesn't work, no.
Huh. There you go. So what's your patent situation? Have you got it protected?
Yeah, we've had the patent been granted in Australia for the last 12 months and happy to say that in the last fortnight the US and European patent has just been granted.
So how wide is the patent? And can somebody come up with something that's a bit different that competes with you? I presume they can.
I think anything.
I presume you haven't been able to protect you from any kind of robot that goes inside a machine to clean it out.
Yeah, the patent's very specific about what the machine does.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's good to talk to you, Jonathan. Thanks very much for joining us.
No problems. Thanks, Helen.
I'll be talking to Jonathan Sweet, who's director at Drum Blaster.